Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Grams. We are on day 1756 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Grams for today's trek. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge, and we are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold and sound judgment than silver. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Howard Schultz, and it is, a lot of what we ascribe to luck is not luck at all. It's seizing the day and accepting responsibility for your future. So today's nugget of wisdom is, not luck at all. For the most part, life is not made up of good luck or bad luck. Yes, there are rare occasions where the person is in the right place at the right time, but it happens much less than you would imagine. In most situations, the reason the timing and opportunity coincide is that the person has prepared themselves, sometimes for years, to be ready when the opportunity does show itself. There is a relatively well-known saying, most people miss opportunity because it's dressed in overalls and looks like work. It's about preparing for opportunity, and when it arrives, it's about being willing to take the risk, seize the day, and accept responsibility for your future. Instead of luck, it is being prepared for setbacks and obstacles that will come your way and pivoting to take advantage of them. You might say, luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. And our passage for today is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 8 through 11. And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. As the scriptures say, they share freely and give generously to the poor. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. For God is the one who provides the seed for the farmer and then the bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And when we take our gifts to those who need them, they will thank God. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek. Creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,755 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you'd also like to receive our weekly newsletter called Wisdom Notes, please email me at guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.